It's National Literacy and Numeracy Week, and a new program has been developed to help help parents get their children ready for school. James Just has more.
Parents are being asked to take a more active role in the development of their kids' literacy and numeracy skills as part of the Smith family's Let's Read and Let's Count programs. General Manager of the Smith family, Alan Lee May, says the programs are targeted towards disadvantaged families.
Let's Count and Let's Read are programs that we deliver in the communities where the Smith family is active. These are essentially communities where it's established that there are many disadvantaged families. So we bring a package of training, information and resources to early years service providers in those communities.
Mr. May says they want parents to work with their children and motivate them to read and learn about numbers.
The whole objective is to, you know, get families appreciating the need to engage with their kids around early numeracy development. And that's just simple things like recognising numbers, being able to recognise shapes and a spatial awareness. Those kind of very basic concepts are really important areas of their childhood development and come through interaction with adults. And to enthuse kids about reading and about books so that they become interested and motivated, so that when they start school, they've got a foundation to work with.
And the results have been good. In just a short period of time, program providers saw increases in their children's ability to count and read.
Because the program is about working with the early years professionals, we don't have a lot of control on what happens next and when they go to engage with the families. We've done some taken some anecdotal, you know, surveys of what happens next, and we've got some feedback from some families, and we did a bit of a research into the Let's Count program and its effectiveness, and we saw that over a fairly short period of time, number of months, people saw their development improve quite significantly in that short period of time. So we're quite confident the material works if it's applied.
Parents are encouraged to make the experience fun and informal. Now that it's National Literacy and Numeracy Week, the Smith family is raising awareness about the importance of helping children reach their potential and is hoping to get more enrolled in kindergarten and child health services. Alan Lee May says just over 15% of children are behind their peers as soon as they start school, with 1 in 4 from disadvantaged families falling behind.
Now, what we know is that from you know, broad research, that 15% of children arrive at the school gate and they're not at the expected developmental level in the areas of numeracy and literacy. And when we look at disadvantaged children growing up in disadvantaged homes, in disadvantaged communities, that figure is 25%. So that's 1 in 4 children are already behind in this very important area of development, numeracy and literacy, before they start school.
Mr. May says those who start behind tend to stay behind and end up leaving school early.
What we also know is that those children, if they don't have a specific intervention to help them catch up, they just get further and further behind. And these children are the ones who are likely to not want to go to school, so their absenteeism goes up. They're likely to not complete school and depart school early, and they're less likely to go on and achieve meaningful careers for themselves.
He says the Smith family wants to make sure parents know the importance of a proper education.
We want to talk to parents now, particularly parents who, you know, are finding things difficult financially, because those parents tend to be the ones that are finding it difficult to engage with their children, perhaps don't understand the importance of being involved with the development of numeracy and literacy and the education process. And that's why we're on air today talking, trying to encourage parents, let them know that, hey, this is important. It's actually essential for children to have these early year skills before they arrive at school to start year one.
More information about the Smith family and their work can be found at thesmithfamily.com.au.
And that report was by James Just.